thank you all for being here. This is a great crowd, and I think the Santorum campaign after Tuesday is going to say Oklahoma is more than okay when we win big with over 50%. So let's hear some cheering. In these primaries, but this is not like any other primary. This is not like any other election. This is the future of our nation, and it's too important not to stand up for a man like Rick Santorum. He is the real deal. I just think he is the most authentic conservative that is running today. We have someone saying he's a severe conservative. I don't know what that means. But Rick Santorum is a sincere, authentic, genuine conservative, and he's been that way for years. He hasn't changed. He's what you see is what you get with Rick Santorum. And he says the same. He has the same message across the country. Why has one candidate spent millions and millions of dollars, and yet Rick Santorum is gaining momentum? That's because people like you across this country hear that message, and it resonates with them, and it says, he is one of us. He could be in Oklahoma. If his parents came over and Oklahoma was closer to the Atlantic Ocean, I'm sure he would have landed in Oklahoma, and his grandfather would have worked in the mines here. But thankfully, he is one of us. He understands us. He gets it. And he is the best choice for President of the United States. I don't want to take too much time, but one thing in one of the debates that really resonated with me, when he said that the Declaration of Independence was the why of America and the Constitution was the how, that just got me. That's exactly it. And we don't hear that from Washington today. We don't hear that from this president.
No.
But Rick Santorum, those core values that our founders founded this country on is what's driving Rick Santorum. It's for the future of our country, your children, your grandchildren, and that's why he's running for president of the United States. One other thing, and I'll end. In 1976, I was a college student here in Tulsa. And I went to the Tulsa Convention Center to hear Ronald Reagan. And I think he was there for a fundraiser for Jim Inhofe or something. And I was so excited. Ronald Reagan was wanting to run for president in 1976, but you know what? They said he couldn't win in 1976. And we had to wait 4 years for a real conservative and have Ronald Reagan run in 1980. But folks, guess what? It's not 1976 anymore, and we do not have 4 years to wait for a real conservative to run for president. Right now,